sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised.
Raised on shotgun. Welcome to the show, folks. Ain't into that. Welcome to the show. This is James Kelso. You can tell the show's live. It's spontaneous. It's wild. And I love live radio, I tell you. No way to go back and edit or change or fix anything. If we do a lousy job, you get it right there. And if we do a great job, it's all the more exciting. So tonight, we welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My sidekick, George, in Maryland, is with us. Thank you, George.
Hey, James, another one of those red-letter days in Trump land. And I was grooving over Tucker Carlson last night, sticking his finger in Jorge Ramos's eyeball. Boy, that man ticked me off. So, yes, Mr. Ramos from Univision reminded all you white Americans out there, this is our country, not yours.
Yeah.
Boy, that ticked me off.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a common turn of phrase among the children, the illegals and their children, who I also regard as illegals, frankly. They're here illegally. By rights, whatever the technicalities of the stupid policies of our recent government may be. It's common for them to refer to, Southwest America as theirs. It's common for them to refer to Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California as theirs. Some of them assert, this really gets bizarre, the entirety of the United States is theirs. Now, here's where they come up with that interpretation. They consider themselves as Mexicans to be, where they're the La Raza Cosmica, the cosmic race. Now, that's actually a mixture race. That's whites, Europeans, and blacks. They don't ever talk about the black component. They just say they're a mixture of the conquistadors and the American Indian component.
Like the fact, you know, Tucker Carlson really suckered this guy. And the way that interview went, you heard a ranting, raving, anti-white bigot going on and on and on. Let's get something straight, America. We hate you. This is civil war. This is race war. My name's Ramos, and I think you stink. And Carlson just kept on egging him on. This thing went on for 25 minutes. And attention, RBN listeners, go pick it up and look at it again. I mean, Tucker Carlson, I think, is catching on. He's a pretty good new anchor on there. But to hear this man prattle on, and it was unmistakable. Listen there, gringo. you need to step aside and hand over your country to us. Fork it over. And I was red in the face.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What I'm going to do now, I didn't hear this segment. You got my ears perked up. So I'm going to get the audio for our audience here tonight. So we'll thank you for spotting that, George. And, it looks like it's all over YouTube. Here's one with 56,000 views. Tucker takes on race baiting news anchor Jorge Ramos. And let's just see if that one works. That was uploaded 23 hours ago. Another, while I'm uploading that or locating it, another juicy tidbit that came up today is this. Malik Obama, who is the half brother of Barack Obama. Nobody disputes that. And Malik Obama, who was a Donald Trump supporter, who actually traveled to the United States so that he could vote for Donald Trump. Malik Obama tweeted an image of what he says is his brother's actual birth certificate. And let me just read you the details off this birth certificate, which has a baby's footprint at the bottom. So there's a kind of an identification mark that would be hard to fake. But here's what it says. Let me look here closely. Coast Province General Hospital, name of the hospital. Mombasa, British Protectorate of Kenya. This is correct for that time period. Certificate number 32,018. Name, Barack Hussein Obama II. Sex, male. Mother, Stanley Ann Obama. That's all correct. Maiden name, Dunham, correct. Her date of birth, 1942. Father, Barack Hussein Obama. Born in 1936, so no day there. That's common for Africans. They don't know what day they were born. And this document is dated August 4th, 1961, 7:24 p.m., 7 pounds, 1 ounce, 18 inches long, 6 inches between the shoulders. There's some detail here that we haven't seen on, I don't think, any other birth certificate. Residence of mother, Honolulu, Hawaii, correct. Birthplace of mother, Wichita, Kansas, correct. Birthplace of father, who knows how to pronounce this, but Kanyaihang Village, Nyanza. That's an interesting twist, Nyanza. Okay, that must be some part of the British Protectorate. Occupation of father, student. Occupation of mother, student. Name of attending doctor, James O.W. Angawa. So that's an African. Ang-Awa. That'd be a tribal name. And the signature of attending doctor. And then the date. He signed it on 8/8/61. So he signed the birth certificate 4 days after the delivery. Supervisor of obstetrics is John Kwame Odongo. And he signs it also the day before. So, folks, this looks like a real birth certificate. And this is from his half-brother. This is not from some, you know, person who hates Obama. This is from a family member. So, holy mackerel. Imagine how this will play if this document, if somebody's got this paper copy, it's got a stamp on it, chief administrator rubber stamp on here, two stamps. So there's a lot that can be authenticated. If somebody's got this original paper copy, wow. We've never seen a piece of paper from Barack Obama. All that's ever shown up is a Photoshop. It is an actual, no question about it, it's a Photoshop image claiming to be his birth certificate that has multiple layers. Now, folks, if you scan in a document, you don't get multiple layers in Photoshop. You get one layer. You only get layers if you actually Photoshopped a fake or, you know, a contrived document, and then you're too stupid, too amateurish at Photoshop to know how to flatten the layers It's a simple step. One click at the end of the process, you flatten all the layers, and they don't show up anymore. But whoever did this Photoshop version of an Obama birth certificate made some incredible, egregious Photoshopping errors. It's provably a fake, what he put up on whitehouse.gov, the website where we now enjoy Donald Trump's presence. He put it up on his own whitehouse.gov website, a clear fake of a Honolulu birth certificate. So I thought this was pretty great. Let me go to you, the phones here. Pardon me for spending so much time on that, but it's if this plays out, my gosh, Donald Trump, as one of the original birthers, I'm a birther. I've never felt that the Obama birth information had any credibility at all. And the, you know, there's just so much to be said about who is the actual father. Is it Barack Obama and so on? We can go into that. Frank Davis, it appears, is actually the real father. The black pornographer who was hanging out with Stanley and Dunham there in Honolulu and who raised Obama. He was the guy that acted as a father to Obama, probably because he was. While Barack Hussein had skipped town, he was back in Kenya. Anyway, we've got a caller already. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And let's take that call right now. Dave, in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hello, yes, James, I was wondering what your opinion is of his B-52 bombers going over to Korea.
Okay, I don't have any opinion on that. Did the U.S. Air Force send B-52s to North Korea, to South Korea?
I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't. George?
News to me.
The story that was verified is that the Trump administration sent THAAD units over it. Let me try to remember what this is. THAAD. It's
high altitude.
Something. High altitude. Go ahead. Yeah, it's a missile launching system that could knock if they so choose to do the. If the North Koreans launch another ballistic missile, these units, American units, can knock it out of the sky, knock it out of space. So that might be interesting. Trump may decide, rather than let this crazy man who just murdered his own older brother, rather than let this crazy man...
Okay, I got it. Donald Trump wants to send B-52 bombers to South Korea.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it because
bring it on. You know, we're there. We can send them anything we want.
Yeah. The principle there, Dave, would be this. I'm not a military, expert, but the principle there, and for a layman, would be, you can't impress a crazy man like the dictator of North Korea saying you're going to do something if you don't have the capability there to do it. So if we're saying all kinds of things, but we don't have the missiles to knock his missiles out there, we don't have the B-52s to locate him and eradicate him there, then he can view it as an empty threat. But if the B-52s are there and the bombs are loaded and those planes can carry one incredible amount of bombs, and by the way, if I were the dictator of North Korea, one of the things I would fear is that the Air Force has deep penetrating super bombs that are not nuclear. And they might as well be. Because if you're 100 feet under the ground with 20 feet of rebarred concrete between you and the surface, you're not safe. These things apparently can penetrate, just about any depth. And, one after another, just pound their way down into the ground. So there's no place for this guy to be safe. If he wants to create a nuclear chaos in Asia, and of course this guy is right. If he's got ballistic missiles, Japan is probably a 10 or 15 minute flight away. 20 minutes, who knows? But so you have to have something there the American military would be able to detect the liftoff. That would, there's probably a satellite right now positioned permanently right over North Korea, right over their launch site. So if they see a burn of something taking off, they probably know within 5 seconds, and they could order a strike against it within 10 seconds. So that baby would be, you know, barely on its way before it, something, a THAAD would come screaming into it. And they've done multiple.
Do you know how many?
Yeah, what?
Do you know how many troops, U.S. troops, do you know how many troops are on the Korean border?
I've lost touch. Isn't it something like 25,000?
It's about 30,000. Do you know how many U.S. troops are on the Mexican border? Zero.
Excuse me. Are where?
Nothing.
Oh, on the Mexican border?
Nothing. Zero.
That's true. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'd like to see 100,000 troops.
So what is Donald Trump doing sending these B-52 bombers on a border that's thousands of miles away? And we have zero military troops on the border. That's what I
This is okay, Dave. Well, now hang on. That's a very good question. I disagree with your conclusion.
It's not a very good question. It's an absurd question. It's beyond absurdity. That's what I want to know. And I voted for Trump. So I want to know how these absurd questions are answered. Because there's 30,000 troops on the Korean border, and I'll tell you why. I'm not white.
Dave, hang on, Dave, hang on.
I'm not a white person.
Dave, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm talking.
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, okay, let me answer your question before you go on to your next train of thought. The answer is this. Should there be 30,000 U.S. troops on the Korean border? That's a whole other question. We'll answer it some other time.
No, it should not be.
Dave, engineer, turn him down. Okay, Dave, I've got the microphone. You know, when you call into a show, you got to let the host talk, please, okay? And I'm going to answer your first question, and that's all we're going to have time for. Does it make sense for Donald Trump to have a military defense against a crazy, insane North Korean dictator who has nukes? We know he has nukes now. We know he has ballistic missiles. Okay, you put a nuke on a ballistic missile, and how long does it take to hit downtown Tokyo? Somebody call in and tell me, but I'll bet it's 20 minutes. Okay, there has to be a deterrent there. Not a deterrent, more than a deterrent. There has to be a counterstrike. Not a counterstrike. I don't know the military term. There has to be a defense. Somebody has to be able to knock those ballistic missiles out of the sky. You can't put Tokyo at risk where millions of people could be killed. That's unacceptable. That can't be. As president of the United States, you must, and we've taken upon ourselves the defense of Japan. There's nothing actually wrong with that. There's a lot of good arguments for that, for us maintaining that posture. But yes, I wholeheartedly endorse what Trump does. Thank you for voting for Donald Trump, Dave. But when you say it's absurd for the president of the United States, who's the only man on earth who could counter that, he's the only man on earth who could put a THAAD unit near those missiles. There's no other person in the world who can make that call. He has to make the call. Did he make the right call? You bet. All right, and Dave, if you want to call more on this and other nights and so on, go ahead. We'll develop it more fully. It's just a question of time. Jeff in Chicago, you're on the air.
Greetings, James and George. I'd like to go back to the subject at the top of the hour.
By the way, we'll get to that, Jeff. Do you agree with my opinion that Trump is right to offer a defense against a crazy man in North Korea?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
You know, he's a punk. All right, well, I think we're coming up on a commercial break here.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just a show of force. I mean, you know, that we aren't going to nuke North Korea. We don't have to. This is, I think, the North Korea thing is kind of like they're a chess piece with China.
Oh, yeah. And Jeff, let me what Jeff just said, Dave, after the break, we'll talk about how putting force there, having force available, is a way to avoid war.
Exactly. It's not a deterrent. It's just a deterrent.
Being a weak is inviting a war. We don't want to do
exactly.
that. Tokyo
I'd like
in ruins.
To talk about the Mexico thing when we come back. Okay,
we'll be right back. We'll be right back, folks.
Mixtures. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We're back, folks. I was just locating that audio for you. I've got it. Tucker Carlson and Jorge Ramos, that's coming right up. Jeff, hang on there. We're going to stay with you. I know I'm chopping up your call. Thank you for agreeing on the question about Donald Trump. He's the only man on earth, folks, who has the power and the capability and the authority to stop the crazy man in North Korea from incinerating Tokyo. I looked it up on the map. Tokyo is about, downtown Tokyo is about 650 miles from the nearest North Korean border and about a little less than 800 miles from Pyongyang. So a ballistic missile, boy, I'm rusty on all this stuff, but if a ballistic, they certainly travel at supersonic speeds. If a ballistic missile is traveling at 2,000 miles an hour, it takes 20 minutes at 2,000 miles an hour to get a ballistic missile from North Korea to Tokyo. With a nuke on it and with multiple missiles, with nukes on them. Now, how do you stop a war? How do you prevent a war? By strength, by letting the enemy know if they put their missile up in the air, it's not going to reach Tokyo. It's going to be knocked out of the sky. And guess what, Mr. Dictator? More is going to happen. Those B-52s are going to drop, I forget the name for these earth-penetrating bombs, but they're unbelievable. We know where you are. Our intelligence, our satellites, we know where you are. And after we have verified that you have launched a nuclear strike against Tokyo, guess what? You're dead. These missiles, we'll put those B-52s up there, and if we have to drop 50 of these monster bombs, one after another, on top of you, and if we have to penetrate 500 feet into the earth, we'll find you, and we'll blow you to smithereens. So that's what Donald Trump's doing. That's not a way, he's not being a warmonger, and I think that's what you're objecting to, Dave. I'm feeling that libertarian strain there. I don't know what's going on there for you, Dave, but you know, you might be thinking, you know, war is bad, you know, and all, you know, and so on, et cetera. That's fine. You're right. You want to be a peace president, but you have to be strong to keep the peace. You have to be strong. If you're weak, you invite aggression. That makes sense to me. So if you don't have any B-52s there, if you don't have any missile defense, THAAD there, hey, you ain't got nothing. You're just talking, and that invites war. That's my opinion. Jeff,
there's all kinds of things in there, and he's certainly going to show a little resolve to the People's Republic of China.
And also,
we're in that hemisphere. Sorry you don't like it.
Right. And
Dave, by the way, sorry, James, one more point. Yeah. Dear People's Republic of China, you have a $480 gazillion trade surplus with us. You flooded our whole frickin' market with your products. And please, we're going to put weapons in South Korea and have a nice day.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And please do something about your neighbor, North Korea, that you've supported all these years. You've supported them ideologically and every other way. Please stop doing that, and please throttle this guy. And remember, Dave, in Nevada, I don't know if you caught this news story, the dictator's brother was walking through an airport, which one was it, in Southeast Asia, and clearly a North Korean assassination team of women came up to him, covered his face with a wet cloth, which was some kind of instant heart attack substance. Within 2 minutes, he was dead. And, you know, the guy that would do this, the dictator that would do this to his own brother, there is nothing such a person would not do. This is a savage. This is a killer. This is a monster. And you defend yourself against, and he's got nuclear weapons. This isn't your, you know, your illegal alien rapist on the streets. You defend yourself against him. This is a monster with nukes on top of ballistic missiles. Wow. You better do something about him. And by the way, I think a very good idea would be a preempt. I'll just give you my opinion. If I were president of the United States, I'd take the guy out now. I'd put those earth-penetrating bombs on this guy's head now. With complete moral justification. Hang on, and we're going to come back to Tucker Carlson and Jorge Ramos defending those illegals, trying to justify them right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. And let's see here. We've got some callers here on the line, and we may still have hang on just a second here. Jeff, are you still there in Chicago?
Yes.
I didn't let you get a word in edgewise. Can you give us just a quick point that you wanted to make?
Yeah, I found that I only saw the 6-minute version of Jorge with Tucker last night. And since George brought it up at the top of the hour, the Mexicans, at least the radicals like La Raza, and there's another one that starts with an M. They're being taught, these Mexicans are being taught in their public schools, or whatever they call their schools down there, about Reconquista, where they're going to take back the Southwest United States because they claim it was stolen from them. Well, it wasn't stolen from them, okay? We paid them for that. They got their butts kicked in the War of 1846-47, and through the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Yes,
they ceded everything, and then we paid them $15 million in 1848 money, which is about $420 million.
Yes,
we completed the purchase in 1854 with the Gadsden Purchase. We didn't steal anything, okay?
Yes, we didn't. And Jeff, let me just add one more point. Mexico had control of that territory. It was given to them by the European conquering nation of Spain.
Right, Spain.
Spain and France claimed, but Spain claimed that land. The Mexicans had control of it as Mexico for less than 30 years. And from that, they derive eternal. This is ours eternally. They had it for less than 30 years, and they had only a few thousand colonists in that whole territory. I mean, just like a handful of people. You could put them all in a small, you could put them all in a high school auditorium. And so the whole thing is bogus. Now, I'm going to go to that tape. Jeff, I'm going to take a couple more calls here. Chris in Las Vegas.
Jorge Ramos better understand he's a naturalized citizen who can be stripped of his citizenship for a felony like sedition and subversion, okay? So he gets on TV and his smarmy, self-righteous attitude. I'm going to tell you something, Jorge. We got the guns.
Okay. Jeff, when you get excited,
I didn't mean that.
All right. No, it's not about guns. He's not going to be indicted for sedition. He's just going to be seen to be the idiot that he is. Hang on. We've got Iconoclast in Ohio, Mike in Arizona, and Chris in Las Vegas, and Fred in Iowa. My gosh, the phones are lighting up. Let me just play a little bit of Tucker Carlson duking it out with Jorge Ramos, and Ramos looks like a complete idiot here. We'll just do 2 minutes of this. Thank you for bringing it to us, George. Let's go here. Tucker asks a very cogent point here. Let me get to it. Ramos is talking about, you'll hear it. Here it is. I think I've got it here. Yeah, 244. Here we go.
Right. We have to understand that this is a multi-control, multi-racial country, and we have to live and be tolerant. And that's exactly what I would
prefer. Right. Well, I agree with that. Now, I don't want to bring this to race. You did, so I'm going to follow up on that. You have posited yourself as the leader of Latinos, and I'm not exactly sure what that word means. So Latinos seem to encompass, I don't know, German Guatemalans and Italian Argentines and Afro-Cubans and non-Spanish-speaking Peruvians and, I don't know, blue-eyed rich Mexicans like you. What do those groups have in common exactly?
Well, what we have in common is that mostly that we come from a region in the world, Latin America, right. And there are many differences. Many people call them Latino, many people call them Hispanics. We tend to speak more Spanish at home than others. We have not only hundreds, but thousands of mass media in our own language, in contrast with what happened with Italians or Europeans before us. So in other words, it's a kind of immigration that has a distinct characteristics that others didn't have before.
But what is distinct? Again, just to be totally clear, if I am a non-Spanish-speaking Brazilian, I speak Portuguese, yeah. I'm a non-Spanish-speaking Peruvian, I'm 100% German, but I live in Guatemala, and there are a lot of them there, as you know. There are also a lot of 100% Italian people in Argentina. There are a lot of African-American, African-Latin-American Cubans. What do they have in common? A lot of them don't like each other. They don't speak the same language. They have very different cultures. I don't understand why they're under one head.
It's not really that complicated. It's simply a matter of a country of origin, either for you or for your family. Again, most of us speak Spanish. Most of us come from Latin America. About half the Latino population, adult Latino population, are immigrants. So that's what differentiates us from other groups. But mostly has to do with the country of origin. That's
okay.
It
still doesn't make any sense to me at all. But as a political matter, it makes a lot of sense because it allows people like you to say, I represent everybody on an entire continent, when clearly that's not true.
Okay. All right. There's a lot more that just as good as that. And this is great, George. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Tucker Carlson teaching Jorge Ramos a lesson. Ramos clearly had no answer for Tucker Carlson's very good point. And it's a chance just for Jorge Ramos and others who want to take down our country to just bash down the borders, playing the white guilt card, which is, thank goodness, it's not working so well with the Trump's election. Let's take some more calls here. Now, let me go in order here. We got Iconoclast in Ohio, Mike in Arizona, and Chris in Las Vegas. Let's start with Iconoclast in Ohio. You're on the air, sir.
Yes. There's a simple thing. A previous caller pointed out that we have troops in Korea. However, we also have a large number of not very loyal to Trump employees of the U.S. government in Washington, specifically the entire CIA. All of those people should receive an order that they will report to the southern border, and they will defend it.
Or they could be put on the the border with South Korea and North Korea and handed a rifle.
At Conquest, I like that. That's good stuff.
Relocate.
They're traitors. I agree with you. They talk big. How'd you like to go down and defend the border for a couple of weeks?
Then they can start really defending the border. And they could also be set to work building the wall.
Cool. Imagine that. White-collar intelligence weenies actually wielding a shovel.
Well, you heard it here, folks. This is not much of a prediction. But we've made some predictions on the show. For example, that Trump would make it to the nomination, that he would beat Hillary. We predicted all these things very early on, and we predicted a lot in the middle of all of that. Here's another prediction. Trump has now seen how rotten, how infected the swamp is, and these efforts to destroy him from the deep state, I think these will prompt him to do some mass firings. I think there'll be some really fun shows here where we're able to say Donald Trump today fired 5,000 people. Things like that, I think, are going to come in because he's going to realize he's going to have to clean out the Augean stables and just going to have to hose them down. So some good guys will be fired probably wrongly. But, hey, this is not a game.
Collateral damage, as Dick Cheney would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, there's various civil service rules which make it quite hard to fire them and give them.
Well, the Democrats.
You could simply order them down at the southern border and they could defend it and even build the wall.
Well, see, one of the Patriot Act and so on, a lot of us, rue some of the clauses in the Patriot Act, but, a turnaround is fair play. The Patriot Act gives the president some extraordinary powers. If he declares a national emergency or declares something to be a threat to the security of the country, he has some extraordinary powers. And so civil service rules might not be able to withstand those extraordinary powers. So we'll see. We'll see, Iconoclast. A very good point. Good thought. Thanks for entertaining our audience tonight. And let's go to Mike in Arizona.
James, George, good evening.
Yes.
Ringo.
Hey.
Okay,
hey,
question
Ringo.
Previous.
Good to hear.
There you go. You were asking about ballistic missiles, Korea, distances, assets. Okay, in order for a missile to qualify as a ballistic missile, escape velocity is 18,500 miles per hour.
Wow.
And approximately the distance between Korea and Japan, depending on where it's launched in Korea and when touching down in Japan, is about 1,000 miles. So it would take about 3.5-4 minutes. Okay. We do have B-52s and B-2 bombers in Guam, so it's about an equal distance from one side or the other. And also tied in with the previous question about how many troops do we got on the border in Korea, how many troops do we have along the United States border. I don't know those numbers, but we've got a whole bunch of Navy people in San Diego. We've got Yuma Proving Ground, YPG, got Gila Bend. We have Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, have Fort Huachuca down in Sierra Vista, got Fort Bliss, Texas, and we also have up in the Phoenix area, Luke Air Force Base. So there's a very large contingent of military along our southern border. That's all I have to say.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mike, we might call you, instead of calling you Ringo, we might call you Gringo.
Gringo, see?
Gringo. So it would be John, Paul, let's see, would it be? We've got James instead of John, Paul, George, and Gringo. Would you mind if we did that once in a while? Just for a laugh, would you mind if we called you Gringo now and then?
Gringo, see?
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Muffy Mushkilla.
Okay, Gringo.
All right.
All right, I don't know, that's good. All right, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas.
Good evening, Chris, James.
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
I've got a couple of things for you. First and foremost, Trump is really undergoing a lot of horrific assaults, much like myself, on a multi-pronged attack from all these embedded agents of the left, they're masquerading as conservatives, like Paul Ryan. And he's actually, whenever he was put into that position, Nancy Pelosi was absolutely giddy. She nearly lapped it up like a puppy dog and rolled over on her back and wagged her tongue because she was so glad to see him go in there, because she had her own inside guy getting deeply in bed at the top of the so-called conservative party.
Now, who's so now? Who, now wait, I missed your reference. Who was it you're referring to? I missed it.
Paul Ryan. The head of the House of Congress.
Ryan was already the already Speaker of the House, and so here's what Trump would have had to have done. Now, hang on, Trump didn't put Ryan in there. Ryan already had the position. It would have to have been taken away from him, and that would have been a firefight on day one. A firefight. Strategically, that would be a big, big mistake for Donald Trump. So he's working with Paul Ryan right now. If Ryan, it's all up to Ryan here. If Ryan, turns out to be pretty darn rotten and acts rotten, Trump and the rest of us, it won't be Trump that takes Ryan out of power. It'll be us. It'll be the patriots who remove the scepter of power from Paul Ryan. So, that's up to us to do that. So, what can we say? But make another point, and then I've got to get the phones are lighting up, Chris, because we've got Fred in Iowa who wants to get on. Go ahead.
I know you're anxious to get Fred, but here's what I suggest. There's probably two executive orders he could do. One, get rid of the Smith-Mundt Act Amendment to 2015 and restore some culpability, liability, and suitability for lying journalists that are doing this propaganda and smear campaigns and defamatory language and ruse news. It's nothing to do with but lies trying to get rid of the...
Okay, I like that idea. And what's the second executive order?
I had it here for a minute, but you got me off track there and I forgot. So get to Fred and thank you very much.
Chris, thank you.
Chris, good stuff.
Fred, you're on the air. Come in, Fred, in Iowa.
You got me?
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah, James, your assessment of the dictator of North Korea was pretty accurate. Right on. Now...
Thank you.
He would be utterly nuts. It's ridiculous to think that they're going to shoot a missile at us with multiple nuclear warheads. Why peddle a story that's going on along with the deep state? Shake up the people. Divide and conquer any way you can. Scare the hell out of them. That's BS. They ain't going to shoot a slingshot at us. Well, that's all I got to say. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Okay, Fred, thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
And folks, now there's a couple of targets here involved. Gringo in Arizona made the point that at escape velocity of 18,000 miles, a ballistic missile is going to take 3.5 minutes to reach Tokyo. That's what I was, is the guy in, what's his name, Kim Il-sung, is that his name? Who knows? But he is he crazy enough to fire a nuclear missile? Yes, he is. I think he is. He's crazy enough to kill his own brother with give him a heart attack with women grabbing him in the airport. Oh, Kuala Lumpur, I think it's the airport right there. He wasn't giving his brother any trouble. He was actually just trying to get out of Dodge and not be around. He's the older brother, and this is a crazy man. This is a killer, and this is the kind of person that does something like this. So I'm not, Fred, I'm not that worried about North Korea sending a ballistic missile to Los Angeles. I think it's an open question whether their missile could even reach Hawaii. That's what's being talked about now. Could it reach Hawaii? But what about Tokyo? And so anyway, that's the thought there. Let's see here. I think the lines are clear here. Kim Jong-un. There we go. Kim Jong-un. And all these guys are called Kim Jong.
Yeah, James, maybe it would be on Donald Trump's watch. We could finally get some resolution and get Pyongyang, out of the world orbit. I'm with you. Yeah. You know, we don't need that festering blister there forever.
Yeah,
so folks, Un does something stupid enough, maybe the other local powers will take him out for us.
Yeah, and recognize, folks, in North Korea, it's not a population. The North Koreans, I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump eradicated the North Korean dictatorship, the Korean people would probably be infinitely grateful. They would not be rising up, you know, like, oh my gosh, you killed our dictatorship. And a dictatorship that's all focused in one man like Kim Jong-un, boy, is that vulnerable to a strategic strike, a tactical strike. So there you have it there. We've got a break coming up and then one more segment. Their lines are open. So if you want to call in, you can at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. Lines are open. We only have a couple minutes left, and I want to wrap up with this point. We talked yesterday about we heard Ann Coulter talking with Sean Hannity about, you know, possibly a better way to handle a rollout of the repeal of Obamacare. And one of the points that was made was Hannity and Coulter were making the point, you know, you want to listen, you want to gather your facts, do all that homework in advance, and then come up with your plan and roll it out. Well, look at what's been happening. Donald Trump is doing exactly that, what Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity advise. Something I just realized here, you know, if you go to whitehouse.gov and you read, you look at the videos, the video gallery, you'll see event after event with a title like this: Parent-Teacher Conference Listening Session. Listening session. Now, this language is chosen by Donald Trump. He's calling, he's having these meetings pretty much on a daily basis. They're called listening sessions. He's had, today he had a listening session with the CEOs of small and community bank leaders. Listening session. He had a listening session with the National Governors Association, a listening session with the health insurance CEOs, a listening session with manufacturing CEOs, a listening session on domestic and international human trafficking, and a congressional listening session. I just, you know, and if I keep going back, they're all recorded here. You want to put whitehouse.gov on your bookmarks. It's wonderful. Let me find the next one. Listening session after listening session. But he came up with this term. I'm trying to see where he came up with it. And so he is doing this. And people who talk about Donald Trump say that his style of leadership is he listens. He's not a know-it-all. And he wants to hear opposing points of view right there in his office. And everybody who knows him has talked about him. All the biographers say that he is silent. He's quiet. And he listens to what they have to say. So that he's doing exactly what Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity were hoping that he would do. Some of the Republican leadership may not be doing that. But I just want to throw that out there. This is clearly one of the strong points about our president. And George, as we wrap up here, I don't think we have another call to handle. Any thought from you as we? Well, I'll give the audience a thought. First of all, I'll identify the sponsor of this show, the American Freedom Party. We get that in too little, and our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. So check out our website. I'll make another appeal. Support this show. Do that at James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721. And if you want to help get our South Africa book out, Paul Fromm is producing that. Mark your contribution. Make that contribution either at my P.O. Box in East Grand Forks, or make a contribution on the American Freedom Party website. Just mark it Paul Fromm or mark it South Africa book, and we'll know where to send it. We've run out of time. George, thank you very much. So this is John, Paul, George, and Gringo. I'll call myself John. Signing off. See you tomorrow.
The needles tonight.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.